Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, September 8th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. We're under a flex alert today in California. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory that runs from Redding near the top of the state all the way down to the Mexican border, just the middle strip of the state. It's a lot of people, a lot of strain on the power grid as they turn on their air conditioning. So from 4 to 9 tonight, thermostats no lower than 78 degrees and put off the washing machine, the dryer, the dishwasher. We might stay under a flex alert tomorrow through Saturday. Now to the pandemic, and a question: if your patience with face masks and social distancing is wearing thin, when does all this COVID-19 stuff finally end? Well, Dr. Dean Blumberg is one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. He's a specialist in pediatric infectious diseases at the UC Davis Children's Hospital, and he, like you, is looking at what's down the pandemic road.
I think the next inflection point that I'm curious about is what's going to happen during the winter, since we know that these viruses are traditionally transmitted more during the winter because of temperature and humidity, to see if the next wave might be around December or January.
Well, that's what happened last year, but this year we have effective vaccines, and Dr. Blumberg says the vaccination rate in California is about 67% for full immunity, 77% for at least one shot of vaccine. That's pretty good. However,
earlier we thought that that would lead to enough herd immunity to prevent widespread community transmission. The Delta variant has changed those calculations. We think we need to be above 85% or even higher now.
And we are weeks away from that. Now, we might get there faster if and when the FDA okays COVID-19 vaccines for children under 12. Pfizer expects this month to give the FDA its data on vaccine trials with kids, so we might be looking at early 2022 before we're finally out of the pandemic woods. One way to get more Latino students into science and technology fields is to wow them with that science and technology. Cal State Northridge is aiming to do that with a center that'll be packed with all the latest digital gear. Campus President Erica Beck says the idea is to bring kids of color onto the Northridge campus to use what will be at the new center.
So we'll be having a makerspace where we'll be welcoming not just K-12 students, but actually their families onto campus, getting them to think about the future of these careers and their place in them.
The state of California is putting $25 million into building the new center. And Beck says Apple matched that with another $25 million.
They understand that our future workforce really depends on the success of diverse student populations.
The new Science and Technology Center's official name is Global Hispanic Serving Institution Equity Innovation Hub. That's a lot, but it reflects the fact that Cal State Northridge, like 21 of the 23 Cal State campuses, has a Latino student enrollment above 25%. Now, if all goes as planned, that center will open in 2024. That's gospel singer turned L.A. minister Carl Bean. He's died at the age of 77. Carl Bean turned down a music career with Motown and instead established one of the first affirming churches for Black LGBT congregants in Los Angeles. We just played a snippet of his 1977 disco hit, I Was Born This Way, an unabashed gay pride anthem later inspired pop star Lady Gaga. Bean was from Baltimore. He left the music scene to become an ordained minister in 1982. The same year, he started an LGBT Bible study group in his living room. It became the Unity Fellowship Church of Christ and grew into a network of more than a dozen churches across the U.S. Now, back in 2004, Carl Bean told KPCC that he wanted to create a safe spiritual space for Black gays and lesbians and for people living with HIV/AIDS.
If you were to ask how many people living with AIDS are comfortable in the average church in the hood that would just stand up one Sunday and say, when it's testimony time, hi, I'm John Jones and I'm living with full-blown AIDS, I ain't many of them that's going to do that in the average church in the community.
Carl Bean on KPCC in 2004. Bean founded the Minority AIDS Project in 1985, a pioneering organization focused on helping those in the Black community living with HIV/AIDS. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.